Been up since 3 a.m. It's 10 o'clock or so here in California. Long day of covering Barkley marathons and training. And of course, I want to kind of finish this up. Just kind of doing here with the screen casting on. I know it doesn't look the greatest on YouTube, but just wanted to kind of go over. This is more my stats program, but I also wanted to go over, like, finish up the Barkley. That says, Laz once said about Barkley, someone told me that every ultra has its signature hill, the nasty one that totally unreasonable and makes or breaks a race. The Barkley is all those hills just put end to end. And then another person was interesting, and I noticed this, and I thought it was like my phone. I have terrible internet. In fact, the internet in my room is the worst. It says, with Instagram tapped out, it's all up to Jarrett and Luke now. And yeah, Instagram was down and was kind of crazy. And then someone else said, the smartest thing I've read concerning Laz is decision to have the race 2 weeks early this year. And then finally the news came while I was out. Actually, I was playing a poker tournament. In fact, I joined a stud poker tournament late. They have on America's Card Room, you can sign up for a tournament like hours into it. And so you buy like 20,000 chips for a buck. It was only a dollar, and it was a guarantee. And so it was looking like, well, if I cash, I'd get like $6, $7. And first place is like 50, because I started with a $25 bankroll, and I'm just trying to build it up, because poker's here and over there. It's kind of just happened. But anyways, I am Jester just writing me. So I was playing the tournament, and I actually made the final table, and that was pretty fun, and made like $11 or $12. And so then finally the news came out. Keith Dunn, who's been doing all the reporting, says camp is thinning out as people pack up to go home. Sun is trying to come out, but the clouds are stubborn. Temperature is supposed to drop quite a bit overnight. It's unfortunate there won't be any runners on the course to experience it. And then it says, sure, it's been said a few times, but worth reflecting that with his pedigree, Jarrett doesn't need to be out there to bang a fun run. He's sticking around to do everything possible to get Luke around three loops, which sums up this remarkable race. And so they ended up finishing the third loop under the 40-hour cutoff, but missed the 36-hour cutoff. Their third lap times were 39:04:08, 39:04:09, and the 2021 Barkley Marathons is over. And as I was saying, I've been talking to Jess a little bit, and he just wrote me there. And let me see here. He was talking about it, and he wrote me about his upcoming races. He's doing the Blue 72 on April 8th, Orange Curtain 24 hours on the bike path put on by Yen Darcy on the bike path down in Orange County. It's on that 100-mile course that we've ran in the past. And he's planning on doing Born to Run 4-day race, and then Nanny Goat on Memorial Weekend. And Nanny Goat would be his 200th 100. We're planning on maybe doing like a weekly show, so hopefully we will continue on with that. We've got plenty of videos. Just check him out on YouTube. Me and him following him this summer when he was running quite a few races around the country. So that's there. My day here, as you can see, I did a 6-mile-ish walk in the morning, 3 miles in the evening. Nothing spectacular, just getting the miles in. Kind of messed up my fast this morning. I went out and did my miles, like, because I got up at 3 to do the 27-hour report for Barkley, and then I just couldn't sleep. So I went for my walk, and then I had to go grocery shopping at 6. And you go grocery shopping, you're hungry. So I just had something to eat. So I've been doing a 13, 14-hour fast. Today was just a 12. But oh well. You can see here Training Peaks, fatigue 105, fitness 120. The forms, whenever the forms positive, it means you're doing good and you should probably be doing a race maybe. So hopefully I'll get that in. Then, like saying, thank you very much for watching videos. And obviously, Badwater, I just did this thing on Reinhard Harrison, sub-4 attempt. Unfortunately, it was under behind a paywall. He did not break 4 minutes for the mile. He's a young man who, as a sophomore last year, ran like a 4:02 mile. But since then, he's been running 4:03 to 4:06. Tonight, he ran like 4:04 and didn't make it. But there's a Barkley update, the 36-hour. Was 1,100 views in the Barkley Marathons, 27-hour, and then of course the 20-hour, and the first one, the 13-hour. And thank you for all you people who did subscribe. I've jumped up from like 110 to like over 200 subscribers. Don't know why it says subscriber count hidden, because it's not. So trying to get to that 1,000, and thank you guys for the support. And then kind of what will go over here, the last thing, my Fitbit, ended up doing a little over 12 miles a day, so I got 64 the week. Resting heart rate is still elevated. Look at that. That's just not good. It's the effects of daylight savings time. And I think I'm not really sure of the COVID, and just not really too happy with that trend. And then, of course, here's one reason, the elevated heart rate. Look at that terrible sleep. That's not good. I've been up since 2:56. I don't like that. But, yeah, you look at it, this thing, it's kind of cool. And then my sleep scores and stuff. Yeah, so this not been good this week. But the month, 6 hours 8, the past 3 months was 6:18. In the past year, if you go here, it was 5:43. But, yeah, three-month average. So, damn daylight savings time. It just screws up people. I don't know why the hell we have the dumb thing. Guess I need to move to Arizona. And, of course, me exercising. Just all walking today. In fact, I forgot to do my kettlebell. I realized it, but then I'd already taken my second shower of the day. So that's about it with the statistics, the sabermetrics, as you might say. So thank you for watching, and please hit subscribe. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, not epic.